Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, March 15th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Anti-police riots return to the West Coast. Some black Americans say thousands in reparations is not enough. COVID cases now identical in Florida and California despite two different approaches. Europe bringing back the shutdown. Studies show the average American can tolerate just 4 hours with family this Easter. Also ahead, America is no longer a fair place. But first, hundreds of demonstrators closing downtown Portland, Oregon over the weekend, setting fire to a federal courthouse and other buildings. Cops detained at least 200 people, arrested more than a dozen for property damage. Far-left Mayor Ted Wheeler now asking for $2 million to refund the police after voting to defund the department last summer. He is a moron, this man. It is safe to say Portland is a mess. The town of Evanston, Illinois, allocating $10 million to racial reparations for black residents. But some in Evanston say $25,000 checks are too small. The president of the local NAACP calling the amount, quote, a drop in the bucket. Towns, countries, and even states can pay reparations if local authorities approve it. New statistics showing the damage inflicted by COVID is basically the same in Florida and California despite two different approaches. Now, both places report about 8,900 cases per 100,000 residents and rank 27th and 28th in the USA for COVID-related deaths. So apparently, the draconian California lockdown had little effect. Europe implementing even more restrictions to slow COVID. Germany, France, Norway, Italy, Spain, and Sweden closing sections of the economy. Officials in Ireland halting new vaccinations from AstraZeneca over reports of blood clots. That medication has not been approved in the USA. Holiday cheer. New study says 75% of Americans find it difficult to spend more than 4 hours with family on Easter or Christmas. The average person taps out after 3 hours and 45 minutes. In a moment, the unfair states of America. Right back. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. What happened to fairness in America? All rational human beings have one thing in common. We are disappointed when treated unfairly. The doctrine that people should be given protection from malice and persecution is the essence of Judeo-Christian tradition. You must not bear false witness against another person. You are compelled to treat others as you want to be treated. Totalitarian societies laugh at those tenets. China persecutes anyone it wants. The Soviet Union seized massive personal property. Nazi Germany murdered millions of innocent men, women, and children based on ethnicity. Now, many Americans believe this country should be united against unfair treatment. And throughout history, we have vanquished brutal countries that rejected fairness. Millions of Americans have been killed defending the persecuted. However, our government was not fair to various groups, including African Americans and Native Americans. That is documented. However, again, the USA tried to correct historical and contemporary wrongs, and that is documented as well. Fairness is the driving force in civil rights and other corrective legislation. And most Americans continue to support an equal shot for all citizens to pursue happiness. But, and this is big, fairness is now being brutalized in the USA. Donald Trump was not treated fairly by the media. Doesn't matter whether you like the former president or not, if you don't understand that, Trump was denied any kind of balanced evaluation, then you yourself are not capable of fair assessment. Andrew Cuomo now stands accused. There's no doubt that his foolish nursing home order led to COVID deaths. But on the misbehavior front, the governor is being denied the most essential part of American justice, due process. Cowardly people are convicting him on allegations and press headlines. But as any fair person knows, it is not unheard of for accusations to be exaggerated and orchestrated. Ironically, Cuomo himself denied due process to Brett Kavanaugh and others. It is fair to point that out, but unfair to deny Cuomo an investigation, even if he is a hypocrite. Here's the truth, which is imperative to any society that respects fairness. The cancel culture is unfair. Believe all women is unfair. Taking skin color into account for anything is unfair. Allowing millions of foreign nationals to break immigration law is unfair. Change the law if it's pernicious. Denigrating heroes like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln is unfair. Persecuting non-liberal teachers and students is unfair. Forcing people of faith to contribute financially to abortions is absolutely a violation of fairness as well as morality. You would think President Biden might have processed that at weekly mass. Here's more truth. Failure to speak out against unfair behavior because you are frightened that you then may be treated unfairly will absolutely lead to the destruction of a just American society. The folks need to condemn the cancel abomination. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. For more honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Americans beware. Today marks the Ides of March, March 15th. Long associated with rotten luck and the assassination of Julius Caesar, the ominous day gets a pretty bad rap. But March 15th wasn't always a downer. In fact, used to be a festival. Back in ancient Rome, the Ides marked the arrival of the first full moon of the new year. People got together for food, wine, music. There were even animal sacrifices to the deities, hoping for long-lasting life and good fortune. But a single act of violence would change the day's meaning forever. On March 15th, 44 BC, Despite numerous warnings from fortune tellers, colleagues, even his own wife, Julius Caesar dismissed his private security for a meeting with Roman legislators. 60 conspiring senators were waiting for him. They stabbed him 23 times in the head and chest. Emperor Caesar, dead at 55. But all that et tu, Brute stuff? Shakespeare used a bit of creative license there. No historical record paints an accurate picture of Caesar's last words. Some accounts have him saying, "And you, child?" While others say he didn't mutter anything. Today, the Ides of March is celebrated in some very interesting ways, including toga runs and something called Brides of March. Before COVID, women would wear wedding gowns and hit the bars across San Francisco and other West Coast cities. And here's something else you might not know. Polls in Europe rank the Ides of March the second unluckiest day on the calendar. The most dreaded date is a Friday the 13th, which happens 1 to 3 times each year. According to researchers at the Stress Management Center in North Carolina, 17 to 21 million Americans fear the number 13. Many go as far as to alter their daily routines, refusing to fly or even get out of bed in the morning. So you might want to play it safe today. Beware the Ides of March. And if some senators call you up and say, "Hey, let's have lunch, but don't bring your security," I think you might want to pass on that. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.